I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As I reflected on the gospel appointed for today, a deaf and mute man is healed, I couldn't help but think of the familiar saying, whatever is hidden will be eventually revealed. Jesus did this act. He asked the people not to talk, yet they went away and they broadcast this news of healing. It reminds me of recently at home, my telephone is connected to a fax machine. And whenever I'm not there, the fax sometimes goes on. And one evening I went home and a document was faxed to me, which was not supposed to be mine, with very sensitive information. Somebody dialed just one digit that they shouldn't have dialed, and it came to me. Such leaks happen. Sometimes emails, we may send emails, they may end up in the wrong hands of persons. So there are serious leaks. There are times when we have secrets that we would not rather share with others. Secrets that if people hear may destabilize the situations. And as I reflected on this morning's gospel, I thought, as I shared with you, Jesus wanted to keep some things secret until the right moment. But the news didn't just leak out. We see it poured out. It poured out as people simply could not stop talking about what they had seen him do. And probably if you and I were there, we would do the same. A man who is deaf from birth, all of a sudden talks. And Jesus says, keep quiet. Could you? This is a puzzle. Why would Jesus, doing such a remarkable act, say, don't share? Why would Jesus do things like this if he didn't want people to talk about them? That's the question I ask as I prepared this sermon. And when you start thinking about secrets, people keeping silent or speaking out, you realize that this little story has quite a lot of that sort of thing going on. The man himself is deaf, and he can hardly speak. And when Jesus heals him, St. Mark's Gospel today says, a graphic phrase which suggests that his tongue, ephata, his tongue was loosed because it was tied in knots and suddenly untied. But then this man speaks plainly. What do we gather from this? From silence to speech in one quick move. Jesus takes him off privately, but it can't remain hidden. He tells the people around him not to spread it. but they can't stop talking. So we see here secrets and speech. Secrets and speech. That's what this story is all about. Why? Why? As we have already seen, Jesus was doing things which raised dangerous ideas and suspicions. We must remember, during his time, there were some self-appointed legal experts who were very angry with Jesus. Word of his doings had already got back to the great Herod Antipas. In a world where rumor was fast and effective means of getting news about, and where to be talked of as a prophet was to court disaster. Rumors of the prophet Jesus. These rumors were everywhere. And yet, although these rumors were all over, his mission was, on the other hand, to bring something to people. The mission of Jesus was to bring God's kingdom in power, overthrowing harsh rule of the enemy. And Jesus was prepared to carry this mission forward. He had to go forward. At this time, my friends, we can only speculate as we examine Mark what all of this was all about. Perhaps Jesus was hoping for a bit more time before he had to draw things to a head. He probably wanted more time to do more things. Probably that's why I said, don't talk. Probably. Perhaps he was intending to travel around for some while. You and I remember that he only traveled for 3 years. That's not a very long time. It could be that he wanted to do things quietly, to save lives quietly. But the more people talked, the more the tyrannous people would have gotten to him. So, we see here Mark's story had this message for you and me. Now, Jesus healed, he cured. What remarkable cures he brought. He healed the brokenhearted. He set the captives free. He made the lame to walk again. And he made the blind to see. So Mark is thus preparing us for what is to come in the next chapter, when Jesus does indeed bring things to a head in a conversation with his disciples, which results in a new phase of his ministry. But in the meantime, he is also reminding us of the significance of these healings. The healing we heard about this morning was, he makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Mark's readers might well have known what those Galileans had in mind. They had in mind the prophecy of Isaiah. When we read Isaiah 35, 5 and 6, we see where Isaiah mentions, blind eyes will be opened, deaf ears unstopped, and silent tongues start to sing. Isaiah 35, 5 to 6. This was a prophecy of the renewal of Israel after the long, sad years of exile. God's people would be rescued from pagan oppression, and creation itself would celebrate. Healing then, my friends, and perhaps healing now, though we don't always realize it, can never be simply a matter of correcting a few faults in the machine called the human body. Healing is not only physical, as it were. Feeling, yes. Healing, yes, can be physical. We want physical healing from Christ. But there is something about spiritual healing. And I believe when we look at the story of the deaf hearing and the mute speaking, we need to ask ourselves, the peoples of the world today, are we still deaf? Are we still mute? Are we still deaf? Are we still mute? Yes, we are. In this country, we see so many who are deaf to the call of God. We see so many who are not able to talk the talk, and as some say, walk the walk. And that is why our ministry as members of the church is vital and crucial, especially as we reflect on this gospel today. Because God in Jesus Christ wants us to hear him, and God in Jesus wants us to speak. If we refuse to hear and refuse to speak, the healing message of Jesus will not get out to the world. We have so many churches around, so many Christians around, yet the message of Christ, who heals and gives life, needs much to be desired. Why? Because we need more people to be engaged in hearing and speaking. Jesus' action 2,000 years ago was a sign of God's love breaking into the painful and death-laden world. That same world exists today. We live in a painful and death-laden world. It was and is a pointer to the great healing that will occur when the secret is out. When Jesus Christ is finally revealed to the whole world, and our present stammering praise is turned into full-hearted song, then will people begin to speak, having heard the good news of Jesus Christ. When St. Mark urges his readers to follow Jesus, St. Mark envisages envisages. Not a boring life. Because many of us, especially the young, see religion as a boring act, as a boring thing to do. What religion should do is to let you and me be more focused on who the Creator is. To listen to the Creator, to ask Him to speak to us, and so doing, to let us speak to others. This is healing. This is healing that the world needs. If we are still too deaf to hear what He is saying, the problem is perhaps with us rather than with the message. Let me repeat. If we are still too deaf to hear, or put it another way, if America is still too deaf to hear what Jesus is saying, the problem is probably with America rather than with the message, or with Jamaica or Canada or England, wherever. So I ask us to again take another look at this healing recorded for us today. The deaf man heard, and the mute spoke. May we, as we come to Eucharist, have a greater understanding of Jesus Christ. May this communion today open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts, that we may experience Him and share Him with others. Amen.